Welcome to Absolute Truth Absolutely, the weekly podcast powered by LWYM and your host, Gio. If you're uncompromising in your search and preservation of the truth, you've come to the right place. Now here's your host, Gio, with Pastor Jesus Martinez.
Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome to Absolute Truth Absolutely. This is the show that is dedicated to giving you the whole truth, and God is helping us to do so. We're not saying, so help me God. We know that God is helping us to do so. And why are you so cocky, someone might say? We're not cocky, we're just confident. Because like Jesus says, John 8:32, that if you know the truth, that the same will set you free. And that's why we have titled this show Absolute Truth Absolutely, because we strive to give you the truth of the matter in a world full of uncertainty. As usual, with you is your servant Giovanni Del Cristo. I am the youth leader of LWYM, Living Word Youth Ministries in Miami, Florida. And with me is also our co-host, pastor of Living Word Church in Miami, Florida, and my father, Jesus Martinez.
Well, thank you, Gio, for allowing me once again to share God's word with God's people. Via this program, and I'm just amazed that the battle for the minds of Americans has taken another twist. The evolution argument has been strengthened because President Obama has evolved.
He's evolved.
To the point that he is now in favor of gay marriage.
What was it that we heard a commentator say yesterday? This has to be the quickest example of evolution ever, especially in a political campaign season.
Yeah, I guess in all things sexual and marital, this is like they found the missing link.
Yeah,
Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, it's. I think it's good that we open with this because we're going to talk today about our supposed icons and supposed role models of society. And a lot of people look at the president because he was sold as this cool hipster new generation president that he was going to appeal to young people. And that's what he even sold himself as, the model for change and hope. And yet everything we find within this man's belief systems, everything that he was brought up in is rooted in socialism and Marxism. Everything that's anti-biblical, everything that he's tried to do goes against our very constitution. And now this new gaffe, I mean, don't get me wrong, we've said it beforehand. We knew that Mitt Romney was a flip-flopper. He is a flip-flopper, but this guy is the very definition of a pancake.
Well, before I turn it up a notch into the serious realm, he also said he was wrestling with it. And we all know that wrestling is really, really serious stuff, right? Like, man, is he going to be wrestling the Hulkster pretty soon?
He's going to take that to another level.
So he has evolved, and he's done it while wrestling.
Now you'll see Hulkamania get in there and start ripping off the yellow shirts and all that stuff. So
that's now, of you Barackomaniacs, make sure you have your breakfast.
Vince McMahon, I need you at the White House immediately.
I'm sorry, I just had to get that out of
there. That's a great way to start the program. But, you know, it leads us into this next segue, which is what we wanted to talk about. And it's this whole issue of the iconic status that is placed upon there are various individuals, various people within our society, within our culture, that they are designated, they are categorized as icons, as role models, as people that are worthy to be admired. And yet I contend, and I know you contend equally, that the very people that we have to admire, the very people that we have to look up to, are the ones who are constantly demonized by the liberal society. And we'll use, of course, as always, the Bible for our basis on this. I want to read two passages specific to what we're going to talk about today. And it has everything to do with the way that we see these people who industries try to present to us as those that are worthy to emulate. But what we look, when we look at the heart, when we look at their actions, all the opposite is true. These are people who go out there and they are promoting sinfulness, lawlessness, everything that is antithetical to the Bible, to the scriptures, to what Jesus teaches. I want to begin by reading Matthew chapter number 6, verse 1. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. That's the first verse. Now, if we start looking at that very carefully, we find that there are those within the society who try to sell us a bill of goods about these personas, if you will, that they put out for us to try to emulate. And one thing that we were talking about pre-show was, as an example, remember the NBA cares? They always seem to put this during the telecast and whatnot. And one thing that people seem to forget or they're ignorant about is the following. When a player signs a contract with a ball club, they are required under that contract to participate from any and all charitable giftings, events. They have to partake because that's part of their contract. And then they take the cameras with them everywhere they go, filming everything, and then they're always putting this out to the public, creating what you properly designated as an image. If a person is really going to do something from their heart, they're not trying to do this, as Jesus says, so that other people will see it. They're doing it simply because out of the goodness of their heart, not because he wants other people to say good things about them.
Yeah, Jesus spoke about not allowing your left hand to find out what your right hand is doing. But today we have something completely different. We have campaigns of image. And Gio, some people are gullible for whatever reason, and others via television are turned into gullible people. Since the advent of TV, image became the thing to build, establish, the thing to work on. And so through revisionism and redefinition of just about everything, they have turned the American public into a gullible public. You tone down education, you dumb down the people, and then you build up the importance of image, and next thing you know, people have no idea who their president is, who their vice president is, what they believe, what they will be voting for, how they will be enslaved by the policies of these men and women. And so I'm not blaming television. We all enjoy television. But the advent of television brought about this idea, this concept of image. And now we have these campaigns of image. And so, yeah, there's a huge difference between what people are in their hearts and people do in public just for public consumption. You can look at a person who is so evil that when you hear about his or her crimes via the news, that is when they decide to cover these things, you go, that's just horrible, that's despicable. And then a few weeks later, you see them show up before a judge, and they're manicured from head to toe. Well, what are they trying to do? They're trying to get less years. They're trying to get away with their crime. Just move that from blue collar to white collar, from common criminals all the way up, you know, the ranks to high politicians, and you have the same situation at work. So, yeah, Jesus said to do things honestly, out of the heart. You know, if I'm going to share some food with you, if I'm going to share some time with you, if I'm going to give you some clothing, put a roof over your head, you know, do it quietly. Don't sound the trumpets. And perhaps we can get into that a little bit later, what that means or how it happened back then. But yep. Do it out of real goodness, and not just because image is something that you work on so people will have a certain opinion of you.
Well, the reason that I bring this up, and what do I mean by bring this up? I'm talking about this particular subject, is because a week ago I was watching a documentary on the Navy SEAL Team 6. And they were speaking about the sacrifices that many of these men make for their country to defend our country. As a matter of fact, many of them are away from their households. I would say, if I'm not mistaken, it was close to 200 and something days away. I don't want to, you know, misquote that, but 200 and something days away from their own households, from their own families. They're sacrificing a lot.
You and I knew one personally, and he was away from the house, from his house, quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, they're sacrificing their lives on the line of duty to protect this country. And I see that, and I remember turning to my wife and saying to her, man, our society has its role models really screwed up. And what do I mean by that? I'm not making mention of those that are sacrificing their lives, those that are risking their lives. I'm making mention of people like a LeBron James, like a Dwayne Wade, like a Lady Gaga, like a Beyonce, like a Dr. Phil, like an Oprah. I'm making mention of these people who do absolutely nothing for society. LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, all they do is shoot a ball through a hoop. You've got Beyonce and you've got Lady Gaga spewing out stuff lyrically that is antithetical to family, to pure values. And then you've got Dr. Phil and Oprah using New Age tactics, which are vain. They're vanity. They're just emptiness. They're nothing, to try to give advice to people when in reality they don't even apply those things to themselves. And yet we've got people who are sacrificing themselves for country, for God, And yet you've got the liberal media and you've got the liberal people within our even our teachers in our universities and our high schools. They're telling kids, no, those people are assassins. These people are bloodthirsty warmongers when all they're doing is trying to defend us from terrorists and from evil people. Parents, I mean, you went through this. I'm going through this. We're trying to rear our children in the discipline and the admonition of the Lord, and you've got teachers saying, you know what, you're an oppressive kind. You're not letting your child think for himself. You're doing everything you can to enslave your child and indoctrinate them. And yet, when we look at the high schools and the universities, that's exactly what they're doing. So what I'm saying is that this all came about because I see that what the very sinful culture and society is trying to do is remove from our eyesight, from our clear perspective, those people that have to and truly are role models, and try to replace those with individuals who are teaching us lawlessness, everything that is anti-biblical.
Well, look at the status that Dr. Phil is enjoying nowadays. And I recall a few months ago when Britney Spears was having all of her issues that he was called upon to try to help her. And according to reports, the first thing that he did was show up with his cameras. Of course, once that gets into the hands of attorneys, they would tell you, no, it's not that he was trying to capture a great story. He was just going to try and protect himself, because if he doesn't, then he would get sued. But come on, you and I can put two and two together, and that would have been a great story if caught on camera, if caught on video. Absolutely. So again, we go back to image. And this particular fellow, Phil, he's ending his programs with, and I'm going to get you some help, and I'm going to put you on the Phil Fund for so much dollars. And at the end of the day, they look like they're very caring and that they're informative and they're helping people. But what they're doing is exploiting human misery. Look at some of the talk shows. Look at some of the topics that are brought on board. They sell it to you as informative, helpful. But really, the way I see it, and this is my opinion, they're exploiting human misery. And that's pitiful. That's shameful. And shame on us for enjoying these programs and giving these people the ratings when all they are doing is exploiting human misery. I rejoice in the fact that when I read my Bible, Jesus healed the people and he said, now go tell no one.
Yeah.
Just keep it to yourself. You know, it's between you and me. Because he would not receive human glory, the Bible says. He just doesn't accept it. He knows what that can turn into, and he was never looking for that, and so therefore he never received it.
It's an amazing way when we look at Jesus as our ultimate role model. I remember having this discussion with a few people, and I know that there are others that will listen to me and us and say, well, you guys are erred. And most of those that will say that of us are the religious types who say, no, only Jesus should be our role model. We understand the theological aspect of this. We understand this, but it doesn't mean that it frees the rest of us from actually being an example to others. If that weren't the case, then Jesus, he would have never entrusted us, the parents, with teaching our kids, disciplining our kids. That's being a role model. He would have never entrusted and given pastors the responsibility to take over the flock and to nurture them and to feed them and to take care of over their lives. I mean, you see constant reminders within society that tells us that God has given this responsibility to certain people within the society so that they would be the role models that would lead others unto Jesus. We have that responsibility upon us. Teachers, family members, pastors, those that hold political office, whatever the case may be, you are supposed to show a greater example for those. But what happens? Now you've got the general, the society at large, telling us, no, these are the wrong examples. These are the erroneous examples. You need to look to these people. And what makes the mark for these people, the zenith, if you will, that they have a lot of money? If they make a lot of money, then it doesn't matter what their personal life is, what their belief system is. As long as they make a lot of money, as long as they have all of the material things, this is what makes these people worthy to be admired and to copy them.
There are quite a few texts in the Bible that teach us to do things not to please men, not to look for man's glory, the applause of men, but to do it as unto the Lord. And I see, for example, in Colossians, in chapter 3, verse 22. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And also in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. There's a difference of doing things because the cameras are on. There's a difference between doing something because I'm going to get a salary, I'm going to get compensated, and doing something out of the heart. And then above and beyond the great feeling that you get from helping others, the Lord will compensate you for that. I mean, there's just a huge, huge difference. So when you mentioned the NBA cares and how by obligation the players are required to do certain things, you have to ask yourself, what if the contract was not there? And of course, some of them have their own foundations and they do a lot of great work, and that is outstanding. But we also look behind the scenes and we go, oh, there are also tax shelters. And these are things that people never really ask, and they don't find out about these things. And so once again, Gio, I go back to the building the image of certain organizations, of certain people. And when you get close, when you get really, really close, a lot of them will send out their attorneys and say, stay away. Because if you get too close, you'll find that, not in all cases, there are some very genuine people. It's just about tax shelters. It's just about image. And it's just about making more money at the end.
Yeah.
And so one needs to be careful, because all of a sudden you have a person enjoying the reputation that Tiger Woods once enjoyed, and lo and behold, when the thing crumbled and fell apart, it was pretty bad in there.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad in there. And you wonder how many more, not just athletes, but people of prominence and people of recognition, are corrupt, like the senator who is now facing a long time in jail if he's convicted.
Yep.
And he wanted to be our president.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the other thing, the other aspect of this, because I guess the overall general point that we're dealing here is with the miscategorization of role models. In other words, we are, or the society rather, is categorizing people who shouldn't be role models as such, and they are demonizing those that are as people that we should not look up to. And having said that, there's also another component to this, because we also have to look at the materialistic bent to all of this, like I mentioned beforehand, before you made an excellent point, which is now the standard for becoming a role model is if you make a lot of money, regardless of what you do, how you do it. As long as you make a lot of money, you are the role model, because it's all about materialism. Doesn't the church today have a lot to do with that? Because even many pastors from their pulpits, they're playing this little game of the image, and at the same time, look at me, I'm the image of success, and therefore you have to follow my lead. And what this does is that it really makes the salt, the substance, the light that we're supposed to be of the world, it dilutes it. Because now, like Jesus says in Matthew 6, verse 19, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The reason I mention this is because we've got modern day pastors saying to the church, focus in on the here and on the now. Focus in on everything temporal. But yet when I read the scriptures, Jesus tells me, whoa, wait a minute. You're going to live here 50, 60, 70, 80 years. That's a short period of time in comparison to eternity. Build up your treasures for eternity, which is, by the way, a very, very long time, just in case anyone didn't know, compared to 60, 70 years. But yet all of the opposite. The church, which is supposed to be a pillar of truth, is telling me the opposite now, the opposite of Jesus' words. Focus in on the material, and instead do not focus on the eternal. So I think that this also leads to diluting Christians' worldview. Why? Because instead of focusing on Jesus and telling everyone, hey, it's about Jesus, now Christians are also part of that group now, that growing group, which says of these supposed role models that we're talking about, these are the people that we have to look up to because they make a lot of money and they have a lot of material things.
I think knowledgeable people and people who are hungry and thirsty for knowledge and for fine things, things that are rare, will go to exhibits to look for these beautiful paintings and these beautiful works that very few people manage to put together because it's a gift at work. And for me, when a person tries to exhibit his own heart, that automatically tells me that it's cheap, it's a fraud. And I say that because via image building, I could be showing you what you think it's my heart, but it's not my heart. It's just image so that I can enjoy a reputation and I can enjoy an opinion that I want to pull out of you. I want to have that opinion. I want to install that in you. But then there are those people who never go on to build their own museums, their own exhibit halls. And somehow other people get a hold of the things that he or she is doing and they start building that museum and that exhibit room. And that's what Jesus was talking about when he said, don't do this so that the eye will catch you, so that the camera will catch you, so that people will applaud you. Just do it in secret. Mm-hmm. And my Father who sees in secret, he will compensate you in public. We must be careful in this generation not to get into this museum that the person himself or herself built. Let's look for those museums, those exhibition rooms that showcase the things that the others saw in great people and say, take a look at this heart. Look at the things that were carried out throughout the lifetime. Those are the ones that we should be looking for. We need to be careful. This is an age, an era where people are into image building. And like I said, and I'll finish with this, if you build your own image, it's cheap. It's worthless.
Yeah.
But if you do stuff, you know, your service for Christ, for your nation, for your fellow, for your brother, for your fellow human being, do it in private. And God will let others know that this is what you've been doing. Because if what is driving you is not the love for your fellow man, then it's vain. It's just love for yourself, and you're exploiting the need of your fellow men to get the recognition that you hunger because you basically worship yourself.
Amen. That's a great way to finish. I'm not going to add anything else to that. That was excellent. Thank you again for joining us on Absolute Truth. Absolutely. We provide certainty, truth, because it comes directly from the Bible in a world full of uncertainty, and we hope that you are sharing these podcasts with your friends, with your family members. If you have any questions, any comments that you'd like to direct our way, please do so. Write us an email. That address is ata@lwim.org, ata@lwim.org. And also you can check out our website, lwim.org/ata, and check out past episodes and also share those freely with your friends and with your family members. They too would want to know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. That's all the time we have left for this episode. Thank you once again for joining us, and we will meet again on the next and future episode. For Jesus Martinez, this has been Gio saying goodbye, and may the Lord shine his face upon you.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or suggested topics for future shows, send them our way to info@lwim.org. That's info@lwim.org. Visit our website in order to download past episodes and subscribe to our free email updates. The web address is www.lwim.org/ata. This has been Absolute Truth Absolutely. Absolute truth in a world full of uncertainty.